think.
Of course you are, my bright little star. I'm miles and miles and miles, pretty files of your forefather's fruit. And now, to suit our great computer, your magnetic ink.
I'm more than that. I know I am. At least, I think I must be.
There you go, man. Keep as cool as you can. Face piles of trials with smiles. It riles them to believe that you perceive the web they weave. And keep on thinking free.
Evening, and it is lovely to see you again here, whatever. Beginning with, yes, Ritual, rather the ancient from their album Tales of Topographical Oceans. First hour is devoted to some primitive sounds ancient and primitive. We get into some grand funk, a little bit of Suzy Quatro, T-Rex, other primitive sounds you can think of, if any. If you can exercise your imagination and just think a bit, I'm sure you can come up with a few things. We thought about Santana, future primitive. We'll be hearing a bit of that. And a few surprises, too. From 10 to 11, we get into Strictly for Singles. I try it. Something we've been having a little bit of fun with, restricting ourselves to singles. And, you know, there are a lot of varied and interesting sounds that can be found on 45, some that you won't even find on albums. So, you can be expecting some of that. Some Alan Watts at 11 o'clock. The Fourth Tower of Inverness continues at 10:30. And at midnight, some contemporary acoustical music, including Oregon and the Paul Winter Consort, and a bit of Between. So, stay tuned all evening long. Have a good time with us and with the sounds. Right here on Triad, continuing with Suzy Quatro, taking us back to prehistoric times, the times of primitive love.
guitars and Abby Jane. Run off and leave them, but I come back again. Love is what I need. Jungle fever in my head. Give me strange kind of love, and this is what I said.
It's primitive love, primitive love, primitive man-made primitive love.
We'll be right back.
in the beginning. Oh, long before that. When light was deciding who should be in and who should be out of Spectrum, yellow was in trouble. Even then. Seems that green, you know how green can be, didn't want yellow in. Some silly primal envy, I suppose, but for whatever cause, the effect was bad on yellow and caused yellow to weep yellow tears for several eternals before there were years, until blue heard what was up between green and yellow and took green aside for a serious talk, in which blue pointed out that if yellow and blue were to get together, not that they would, but if they did, a gentle threat, they could make their own green. Oh, said green with some understanding. Naturally, by a sudden change of hue, green saw the light and yellow got in. Worked out fine. Yellow got lemons and green got limes.